Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
motherfuckers.
Yo, all praises, all burners, all raises. Uh-huh. Hands down, nigga, the game is all jaded. Something hot drop, I get them in all flavors. Yep. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. It's that time, motherfuckers. Duck down, motherfuckers.
Hey, yo, I need it from the top. Hey, yo, Green Land, you know what the deal is. Pull it back.
Part three, motherfuckers. Yo, all praises, all burners, all raises. Uh-huh. Hands down, nigga, the game is all jaded. Something hot drop, I get them in all flavors. Yep. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. Yeah. Two extra whores, I'm in the new Aston with two extra doors. With a quick flip, I don't try to stretch for more. 100% powder, extra raw, and I get it from Giuseppe, either him or the essay. I've been smacking these rappers around for a decade. Still trying to get mommy to sock a Mela Leche. Know if I take her out, I can pop her the next day. The Black Mamba, the vocals, MJ of the Pro Tools, anti-social. Phil Jack on the track, but I can't coach you. This is just audio of shit that I go through. Yes. Guns in the couch, money in the mattress, and I would've got the Bentley, but I had to pay taxes. Settle for a polo fit and some Air Maxes. Your flow's a light sprain, mine's is a fracture. But the x-ray's negative. You a coward in jail, you can never live.
Never.
Nah, you barely living out here. I'm the reason you breathing. It's like I'm giving out air. I got stocks in the block, and I'm giving out shares. The niggas that don't talk, cause they giving out years. I don't know you, you ain't familiar.
Nah.
And I don't care who shot you, cause they ain't kill you. As far as the wordplay, I'm a son of a bitch. These niggas is decent, but ain't none of them kiss.
Nah.
MTV, y'all know, I'll punish the list.
Punish.
Them niggas' jury is fake, and ain't none of them rich.
None of them.
You notice they keep watching them, there's no stopping them. V-neck, crush linen, suede Louis moccasins. They won't dry up, but you can't buy luck. Cashmere sweats with the Gucci tie-ups. Overlooking the city, my nigga, I'm high up. And I can get your brains blown out for $5. I'm always in the hood, that's cause I rep that. My paperwork good, niggas already checked that. I'm probably just comfortable cause that's where I slept at. The desert is blue steel, the 40 is jet black. Jada Kiss, you hurt?
You gotta be kidding. 500. Who do you think we are, baggage handlers? The going rate on a boat is 1,000 a night, mate. You know that.
Birds, you gotta work your way up to 500, kiddo.
Okay, what I did for you guys in Freedom Town, what was that?
Return of the kitchen king with the axe. All I know is real detail. Coke, lasagna, and the details. $1 million merchandise we on. Get your groove back, 100 Yukons. We all moving crack. All my soldiers got big rank, Paul. Sicily money, I had a bitch that got pregnant in Iraq. What's the movement? Superman money in the ooh building. A few dudes who make a lot of rules saying you get it. Right, wavy hair, all my niggas is polite. You stay off the roof for Jake through the crib. No snitching, this Amityville detention. Might fuck around, get caught or shot down. Play position, yeah, here they come, sizing them up. You know my status, this is Broadway. Looking in his eyes and he butt. Yo, what's happening? I heard you got the streets back, Captain. Yup, all niggas is dead unless they team clapping something. He felt the general's plan, recognize you going all out. I might throw three in his man. Had the slick look, looking all cubed up. Don't get it twisted, nigga, we a Swiss miss you up. What?
One more day, the morning, new night, recognize we gotta re-up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
All listen, pay attention, word to the team, we gon' key up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
It's the birds all playground, yo, stay out my business, you won't see us.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
I'm on a real cash rule, everything around me, nigga, get your see up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
Kid that endorse Max Mara. Shorty show support. Take your sweatpants off. Fix your mascara. 419 ounces. Out in Long Island. 12 strong bitches that's real. Who not scared of housing? Yes. Throwing the raccoon. Chinchilla feathers. Let it drag on my boots. The jeans burnt leather. Jog through the back of the building. Drop the L. Got the scope on your nosy ass mother. Fucking up sales. 40 karat lockman. Bow tie. Chilling at the Democratic Party. Your chef. Your coat got it popping. Coming soon. Purple tape. Circle up. City, let them know I'm back. 400 bricks, and up the kids staying. Sponsored by my cousins and staying. Maintaining, got the call from Tony Young Montana. My son campaigning. Yup, I'm not no fucking bellboy. I wore anything out there. The ring is mine, you can tell, Roy. That's when I was hit with the call. Your whole motto is to get tall. Drug rap only, you will rip all. Live like the Pope and get a big haul. Flip the McLaren the front like the Jag, back like the store.
All day, the morning, new night, recognize we gotta re up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
All listen, pay attention, word to the team, we gon' key up.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
It's the birds all playground, yo, stay out my business, you won't see us.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
I'm on a real cash rule, everything around. around me, niggas, get your CEO.
Yo, it's Cuban Link 2, motherfucker.
Call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translated. My face moving gated, crocodile, all ostrich. Like they held George Cleverly hard, bitch. They hold me down like a harness. Switching up more classes than college.
Hey, everything is A-okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now balling. Hey, bring us some Don P and Mo Way. Hey, bring us some Cristal and Rose. Hey, everything is A-okay. Hey. Everything is A, okay, A. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A,
yeah.
Okay.
Act about me, New York to DR. Yeah. We are reinforcing the circle like rebar. Nobody crushing the game like we are. Not for a New York minute of my gimmick. Yeah. Doing deals with Armando. Luxury condos. Ocean views, that's the shit I'm used to. Yeah. My yacht seen a lot like longitude, latitude. Bitch with an attitude. My boxer got a mile or two. Queens native, sleeping, get the data. Make it easy, Tiptronic when you see me. I ain't like these other breezies. Infrared on your head like Riri.
Hey, hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin'. Hey, bring us some Don P and Mo Way. Hey, bring us some Cristal and Rose. Hey, everything is A, okay. Hey, everything is A, okay. Hey, everything is A, okay.
Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow, sleet or hail. I kick street sales, choking niggas like I'm Freewell. Golden State, holding your fate in the palm of my hand. Blow you away like it's part of the plan. I gotta call it like I see it, talking like I be it. Walking my walk, thugged out, orthopedic, cause I'm soon to be up. Give me room, watch me heat up. Niggas try to stick me like Abdul-Uima. Follow the leader, make me go extra hard. Yo, Nori, should I hold back or show the repertoire? Quit at 16 or throwing extra balls just for the non-believers. I show them why it's so hard to reach us. I get pussy with my father's speeches. Puff heavily, see me at 6'1", weigh a buck 70. Catch me in spots y'all niggas never be. Packed in, like Green Bay, Harlem Week to Queens Day. Performing a cappella, no DJ. 98 live, no replay. Make it seem easy. So tell a friend and tell a friend that it's them again.
Champagne on the rocks, four on the Fort Knox, Lazarus, shark salary carriage, pork chops and applesauce, twin connection, disrespect and watch your body cage and pump the shiny gauge and hit the shorty body potty training. I ain't playing, I'm truly the worst, to be the first to get his whole body fully reversed. Uzi, your hurts, leave you double dead. I'm a bubble head, I never listen to nothing my mother said. And yo, I hold niggas ransom for money like Journey Handsome. I'm selling niggas so long, I think I got a grand. So my passion is money, a stash and a honey that won't ask no questions. But don't blast anybody, that's my kind of girl. Kind of world I wanna live in, not a cell or a prison or in hell. So we're getting just a little ghetto, but my niggas control the middle and know the riddles of life. While others know only a little.
Rich places, sick places. See my story, 6,666 pages. Wages, I broke 6 aces. And at the same dice game, I caught 6 cases. All over big faces, now tip laces, ready to dig faces. But the bang, it ain't a bitch faces. Niggas building up their rib cages, cats like the rip places, bloody lip faces. Kim is a big racist, but I stand for the big places. But the world know your girl though, I fuck her off a furlough. Should be up, put me up, all your sales could be locked. Only questions for these dusters, baby girl, could we fuck? You the type that need a bite. LUX told y'all the key to life. Asshole, y'all don't play around. I lay it down, fuck around, I spray around. Flick a biscuit, nigga risk it, my ass. Yo,
ain't no niggas in the world you know thorough than this. Bust off and sit the high barrel dead on your lips. Like 2/3 of a brick, Panero and Kiss. The crystal white fluffy parts that I come back with. See the plan is to stash y'all, cash y'all. So we so strong, they gotta put it in glass jars. Niggas try to smoke me out, then smoke me out. The rims on my new joint be poking out. I'm about to have no feelings, shit is deep. Do they dance with the devil when they sleep? I wake up ripping the air, wishing to hear shit that they kick in your ear when your soul drifts in the air. My gift is half rotten when I spit it to tear. That shit is dropped down my eye, I'm tired to cry. And I ain't never seen a nigga that's too live to die. They say you get what you ask for, get it cause you ask for it. A nigga ain't a thief, then he better have the cash for it. And we gon' be around till your body rot. And if the feds brung us in, we get the same time Gotti got. Nigga,
how real is this? How real is this?
Get your gear.
What? Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
How you? What's going on, C?
We back.
Another great show for the people tonight.
We back the another
people.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how Dave Chappelle say, we ain't get canceled yet.
Nah.
You know
still
what I'm saying?
Going.
Yeah, man.
Still going.
You know, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody for supporting. You know, we in season 2 right now. Season 2 is underway. You know, shout out to all the other the shows under the Six Man umbrella.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Who we got, Nate? Who's under the umbrella?
Well, we got Woodshop.
That's right. On Thursday night. That's with Cobra.
Right. You got Poetic Design.
Poetic Design. That's on Tuesday night. That's Tammy. Yeah.
Tell All Radio.
Tell All Radio. That's with Jasmine. Y'all check her out. That's on Wednesday night.
We got the MCMI report.
MCMI report. That's with GMS. That's on Friday night. Y'all check him out. You know what I'm saying?
And of course, last but definitely not least, we got Bodega Fresh.
Bodega Fresh with Nadine Michelle, and that's every other Sunday.
That's right.
So you tell me, so y'all check that out.
We killing it.
Yeah, we trying. You know, we trying to do
soldiers in this shit. We're soldiers trying to do it. But we got a great show coming up tonight.
Yeah,
another one.
We do actually. You know? Tonight. We're going to do something special for the first time. We're going to have to keep your eyes open, you know, with artist spotlight. And tonight, our first spotlight is going to be my nigga, Mr. O, from Schenectady, New York. This yo, this nigga goes in, man. Yo, Six Man Approved. I want to introduce him to y'all. I want y'all to check him out. You know, he's pretty crazy. He's gonna call in, and we're gonna chop it up with him. We're gonna play some of his music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Also tonight, man, you tell him who we got.
You
tonight.
Want me to tell him who we
yeah,
got?
Yeah, you tell him, man. You tell him.
Tonight, once again, another MC pioneer in the game.
That's right.
MC Shan himself is coming on tonight.
Is in the
building. He's
going
to talk about KRS-One beef.
Uh-huh.
He's going to talk about Marley Marl beef, you know.
Yeah.
How many of y'all, did y'all know that Marley Marl and MC Shan are cousins?
Yeah, they're cousins. Yeah, that's crazy.
Little hip-hop history.
Yeah.
Little hip-hop tidbit.
Yeah, he's going to get into all that. You know,
yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah,
Can't wait.
You know, Shannon's a good dude, man. You know, shout out to him. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. You know what I'm saying? Check him out on Twitter, MC_Shan. Y'all make sure y'all check. Y'all follow him because, you know, he's definitely a pioneer in this thing. Y'all are here when we chop it up there later. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, shout out to Maria, you know. The whole Six Man Radio,
the whole entire crew. Oh man. I got something to say and tell y'all about what happened this week.
What happened this week?
Well, we played one of his songs too. Our man and one of my favorite MCs.
LL. Yeah,
put the smack down. On an intruder that broke into his crib out in L.A. I mean,
like, come on, man. Why would you break into LL Cool J house? Why would you do that?
LL, like,
that's LL, man.
Mama said knock you out.
Mama said knock your monkey ass out, and that's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did. Not only that, he broke the intruder's nose
and jaw,
ribs, jaw.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Put the smack down on him. LL, we salute you, sir.
Yeah, man. Yo, L, man, he still got it, man. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, man. Just because he went off and started making records for the ladies, you know, that's still a nigga, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From
straight from Queens.
Yeah, man. You already know. Yeah, shout to him, man. Yo, y'all feel good, man. We played a few joints. Crazy joints, you know. I got the joints loaded up in there, you know.
Chilling in for season two. Only a couple of weeks left. Not even like maybe a week now left in the summer, y'all. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a fucked up summer.
Yeah. Not only that, it was a violent summer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you heard what happened at the Empire State Building. Like, you know, that's crazy, though. Come on, man. Like, I ain't going to front. I feel like that sometimes.
You know, you do.
Like, you know, coming back up there with Precious, because that's what I call her. You know, Precious Big and Black. That's what I call her.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like going home, go get Precious, and, you know, have a meet my bosses sometimes.
Yeah, well. But that homie had been, like, fired a year ago. Something happened. Something ran out of money. Well, I don't know. Something. Unemployment was going bad because he snapped so later in the game. I know that that guy did not expect that. He probably brushed him off like, yeah, got
And then he ran up in there. All you heard. And then he gets murked out. Like, you did all that for what?
And then he's done.
Niggas is retarded, man.
Well,
what are you going to do with
him? Hot summer. Yeah.
Let's just pray.
Y'all calm down out there.
Yo, calm down. Calm your monkey ass down. Sit down, man. It's summer's over. Fuck it. Like, stop killing niggas, man. Wait till next summer.
Nah, you know, it's a sign of the time, Steve. You know, shit is fucked up out here for a lot of people. And, you know, when that whole unemployment, all that was all rising and Barack was in, I was like, y'all might as well start tucking your chains in. These niggas is going to start snatching.
Yeah.
It's a bad
and
feeling
the
to be
going
broke.
At it.
Yeah. Not a good
crazy.
Feeling. Bad feeling. So,
definitely.
Head up out there, people.
Yeah, chill out,
up.
Man. Cool out.
Chill out.
So, yo, let's get into some more music.
All
right. And then we can go right into, you know, by then, Shan should be on the check-in.
All right.
You know, so that's what we're going to do, huh?
Definitely.
Six-Man Radio. You already know, man, it's the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that cloning. That's R&B.
Hey, yo, Greg, nice, man.
What up, Smooth?
All I want to say is in the 90s, everybody blowing up, right? Aunt Jemima took the rag off her head. She got a perm now.
Oh.
I'm convinced.
Oh.
Everybody.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times. No matter how many times the ball bounces. There's still no bones in ice cream.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times.
No matter how many times. No matter how many times the ball bounces. There's still no bones in ice cream.
Now, Nipsey Russell, do the hustle. Your cock diesel, flex your muscle. Sometimes you might just want to take a bite out of a sexy young sight. Like a thief in the night. If the party's dead, Gregor, bring highlight. Come on, dance and get down just a little. Sway, baby, takes yeah, more to the middle. Sleep, talking and sleep, walking. Fellas jealous, but girl, he's hawking. Be what you wanna be, cause if it's alright with you, it's alright for me. The capital G-R-E-G and I-C-E. My right hand man, Smooth B. We're fully equipped, we do that with. I clean out my ears with our Q-tip. No matter how many times.
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 No matter
how many times the ball bounces. There's still no bones in ice cream. Yo, I rock around to the best of my ability and stay real strong and hang on with agility. Also, may I add that my rhymes flow rapidly. I'm not the Sundance Kid or Butch Cassidy. Now I'ma start things out with divinity. The quality of God which leads to infinity. Cause as we know, our rhymes are impeccable. Fresh and flexible, highly respectable. And through the years, we struggle through forfeit. And after the tour quits, I come back with more hits. Smooth B, my rhyme style, leap. And you can't see through for Smooth B, PG. Yeah, I spot a sucker for miles, call me the watcher. And if the vibe ain't right, I go gotcha. You become like a hangnail or a loose hair. On my flat top fade, you catch a sharp blade. Cut off, you stand drifted and lonely. But that's the price you pay when you phone.
Now, Slick Nick is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
My man Mike Swift is in the house.
In the house.
My man Cool Crit is in the house.
Uh-huh.
My man Charada is in the house.
Oh,
and J-Lo Soul is in the house. To my man Junie June in the house. To my man Big Mike is in the house.
Uh-huh.
To the Jungle Brothers in the house. To the...
I'm about to tell. It will never be repeated, so listen well. And if you've been around the way, some of you might know this girl we label as the Project Ho. Project Ho. Project Ho. Project Ho. Project Ho. If you look half decent and you kick it right, she was bound to be yours for at least a night. See, I was introduced to her by my cuz, but that was before he told me who or what she was. Me not knowing about this freak, pulled her off to the side and began to speak. She had jet black hair, big brown eyes. She seemed to be smart conversation wise. I said, you look so good, as a matter of fact. Here's my number, I ain't home, baby, call me back. I didn't know she was poor, filthy rich. Cousin didn't tell me nothing about the bitch. One thing I did know, I'm gonna get my thrill. Then a cold stepped off and said, baby, you chill. You know that old saying, if you're slow, you blow. She was fast, so they labeled her the Project Ho. 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 I heard stories, all the things that they say she do. But when I seen her, I said, no, it can't be true. She was fair game, so I thought I'd play. And never in my life will I forget this day. I was chilling one night, I was all alone. Not north, but awakened by the ring of the phone. To protect the guilty party, cause they might have been Tim. We won't say her name, so we'll just say Kim. When I heard her goose pimples ran up my skin, I said, hi, how you doing? And how have you been? She said, I'm doing fine, I hope you're doing the same. Do you know who I am? Yeah, I remember your name. I thought deep down that I peeped the card. She was on it hard. I tried to be nice, tried to treat her kind, but she had only one thing on her mind. It always happens, well, wouldn't you know? She said, I'll see you later, cause I got to go. My cousin came home and said, are you some fool? Being seen in the streets with a garden tool. I looked up at him, cause I did not know. He said, Kim, that's Caesar, she's a Project Ho. Of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The Brick. The Brick. The Brick. The Brick. The Brick.
Hip hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang in along. How the guy knows me, T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jappy Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gaz. Faith brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park they had to see, cause you was in
the Brick.
Good to see the girl, she was great. Her and Molly Marway cut a plate. They used to rock it out in the place, and the title of it was Sucker DJ. And then he strolled along one day, and then he walked into a girl named Shantae. Third in line, you know it's me, MC Shan, ha ha, in the place to be. MC Man, he made them beg. He is the man who is known as Craig. The newest member, out to get loose. Now he is down with us and he got the juice. This is the place where stars are born, and we are the only ones that can't be worn out by any place, any part of the world. And while I'm out on tour, keep your hand off my girl while she's in.
Man, radio.
Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Chilling, chilling. Look, man, on the line right now, our special guest, man. I've been a fan since forever. You know,
pioneer.
Word up, one of the original members of the world-renowned Juice Crew. Ladies and gentlemen, MC Shan. What's good, brother?
What up?
Yes, sir.
I'm mad old. I didn't know. Once your music becomes contemporary, I think.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's classic, though. It's classic. It's crazy.
As soon as you start getting mentioned in the grown and sexy section.
Yeah. But ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
As soon as I see grown and sexy on the fly, I'm like, damn. I got Tim's and sneakers and shorts and cargo.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the shadow. I don't know why.
The shadow. No, it's good to have you on, man. It's good to have you on. Like I said, you know, I've been a fan for a while. Wow, man. You know what I mean? Today I was listening to I Help Pioneer This, and what start from the beginning? How'd you link with Marley? How'd that start? What happened
Marley
with that?
In Queensbridge, you know, everybody in Queensbridge had access to everybody. Everybody had access to each other.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
That Marley Marl was on the radio doing what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what? When the Juice Crew came together, was it? Everybody was just, y'all was already cool, or was he handpicking?
Nah, everybody got, see, there was a thing with the Juice Crew. You couldn't join. Somebody had to bring you in, or you just wasn't being brought in. Somebody had to put you down.
Right.
So everybody that was in the Juice Crew made their bones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's so, it's like everybody made their bones and did what they did to be down as a member.
Yeah. During the time, okay, now let's go to the classic, the bridge, that whole situation. Now, looking back at it, at that time, was you throwing shots at them? I mean, I know the first line when you came on, you said when he was like, "Yo, they got a story. They're gonna tell you about where they come from." I know about that, but at the time, what was you really like? Was you throwing shots, or
Throwing shots, although I've been known to throw shots.
Yeah,
sweep you off. That's my repertoire, but I wasn't in that case right there. That case was like it was a. You know, like they have the park every this year in Queensbridge in River Park. They had one of those sound stages. They have it every year. And this was one of them years back in the days, and they was having something in the park. And so we made a song dedicated to our hood that we was going to play in the park that turned out to be a cassette for 2 years before anybody outside of Queensbridge ever heard it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like it was a shot made to be thrown at the Bronx or wherever the heck, you know. And for to be truthful, it was the West Bronx that you know what I'm saying, not the South Bronx.
Right.
To get the record straight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
I heard that the on the B side of the bridge was Beat Biter, which was like record directed to LL and stuff. So I just assumed that people were like kind of getting at y'all and, you know, trying to disrespect, and you guys made these two songs, right, to direct back at the haters at that time.
Yeah, but see, if back in them days, if you said a rhyme that was close to somebody else's rhyme, you'd be called a biter.
Right.
Of course. To a whole nother level. You can't even take my beat. Because Rock the Bells is actually Molly Scratch beat. On how he got a hold of that, we was on tour, the Jerry Friesen tour.
Yeah.
In Ohio back in the day. And he came and he said, yo, Shan, I got a new joint. I'm going to let you check it. And him and Rick Rubin then went and took Molly Scratch beat and did what they did. And so I heard it. I'm like, oh, nah. And
yeah.
So that's what how that whole thing came about.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But like you, I'm saying, it wasn't uncommon for me to take a shot at somebody because that was my whole thing.
Yeah.
I was more a battle rapper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd make stories and all that stuff. But my thing was I started out on the benches battling all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freestyling off the top of the head, honing my craft, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you think, the how do you feel about how the game is now? You know. Where you at with it?
It is what it is. I'm going to do what I do. That's what I think I'm naming my album. Y'all do what y'all do. Or fuck what they doing. Excuse the French.
But what is it? But what is it to you? It is what it is, but what is it to you right now?
It's like, yo, I think I need to do something. Because I look at, I'm down south, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff that I listen to, it's like, yeah, it's really big. It's really, really big. Your music is big. But are you going international with it, or are you just stuck in a few little areas? You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you might be big and look very, very, very huge, but are you really making that move across the seas? Or are they banging you over there?
Yeah.
I know they banging my old stuff overseas, but you know what I'm saying? So you can't really judge it, somebody looking like, yeah, they doing it. Yeah, you doing it for this state, that state, and that state, but are you hot everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make music that's going to make me hot every place.
Right. You working on who you got? What's lined up?
I ain't got nobody. I work with unnamed local dudes. I don't do all of that feature. I think that feature stuff is crap. Because, that means what, you can't hold down 48 bars on your own? I can understand putting one dude on the track, on one of the songs. You make an album full of features, what kind of show does that make when you go to do a tour? People like the records that you got with all of these artists on it, but your schedule and their schedule don't work together.
Mm-hmm.
They doing what they doing, and you just, you know what I'm saying, you ain't maximizing your whole thing to me. That's what I feel like. You're not maximizing your whole ability to get bread. And if this is what you do to get bread, that's the only thing you do to get bread. This is all I do to get bread and have been since the beginning of my career. I don't got no job, never had one. I don't know what it looked like to punch a clock. For real.
Oh, man, I wish I was with you on that one.
Amen.
That's the life, you know what I'm saying? I just got fortunate that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been blessed. Yeah, definitely. I was reading earlier this year on Hip Hop DX how you and Marley had a little beef, some issues over the years about situations with the Juice Crew back then, including the work you did on Symphony. Well, you weren't on Symphony, and there was a reason behind that, you know. And that was because you were like, hey, Marley Marl wasn't paying brothers back then. He wasn't paying me.
He was
playing games, you know, and luckily you were like,
to the extent that you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I just know that it was going to become a record and you wasn't going to get your doing proper. That's all. It didn't
mm-hmm.
even get that deep because I was Molly's protege.
Right.
But when it came time to make the cassettes and all that, do this, do that, do that, I already knew that I'm not doing that because definitely what's going to happen. And what happens? It become Marley Marl In Control album. Marley was the first one to really do that with
mm-hmm.
an album. Have an album. Yeah, my name Marley Marl, I got an album, but you don't sing none of the songs that's on it.
Yeah.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? That was like the birth of the mixtape right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, man. So, as of right now, what's coming out? What's the project that's coming out?
Oh, let me finish answering her thing. Now, as far as those videos that were on on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
She's sharing truth stories.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even going in on Ace or none of that at first. I was doing something, you know, pertaining to my relationship with Cold Chillin' Records and things like that, or how I got jerked just to tell my story so other artists won't go through what I went through.
Right.
And as I'm doing this, I'm sitting there, and somebody told me about this Ace video years ago. I didn't believe nothing about it. And just so happened, the day I was doing my things, I seen it on Facebook. Somebody posted it. And so I was like, yo, that's not true. And the internet is forever, because if it's still up there 4 years later, you did it 4 years ago, and it's still up there, it's still relevant. So I did my reply, and Molly came back, you know, trying to degrade my character. That wasn't my whole thing. Don't get mad because I'm blowing up what, you know what I'm saying? Don't you start it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all started.
Yeah, I mean, like, he
and
was coming
he told
at you,
Ace
too.
That if he and if he was the one that relayed that message to Ace and said that I said that, oh, you definitely guilty, and I'm going to let you have it because you ain't just going to make me look like no sucker and tell somebody something, and I'm just going to let it ride. So I had
That's
to address
crazy.
It, and it wasn't even, and it got more because he, like in my nature, I'm not just going to let you say nothing. And he said something, and I was like, oh, I'm not letting that ride.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the end, he tried to say, I'm not trying to throw him under the bus, I'm just protecting my integrity. He tried to say that the videos were fake and staged. I'm not a fake dude. I don't do fake things. So I had to straighten that out. Did not, no, those things are not fake. Everything I said was real. It wasn't a publicity stunt. None of that. Stop it, Lyric. Lyric, put those pillows back on that chair. Put them back right now. This is my second job right here, taking care of a 2-year-old.
Yeah. All right.
Hold up. So, but like I was asking you before, what you got coming out? What could we
well,
look
right
for?
Well, right now, I just dropped a single. I don't know why they still call it singles, because it's on the internet forever, so I'm going to promote that forever. Like, it just, in 6 months, you're going to still hear me talking about Let's Bring Hip Hop Back, like it came out yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Maximizing my value here. You know, but I got this joint, Let's Bring Hip Hop Back, but I'm not going to stop the momentum this time, put out something and then stop. Oh, no, she locked me up.
Uh-oh.
No, stop playing with the door. Get off it. That's what I got coming. I got the YouTube, the video on YouTube, and the game is so easier now, so much easier, that you can record a video and put it up and have it on YouTube and start getting viewers immediately from cutting to edit to YouTube.
You know? Hold up.
So I'm definitely taking advantage of that.
I have another question. One more question. How did you get involved with Snow and do Informer for him and be the production?
You want to know the truth or you
want
to lie?
Yeah. I want the truth, and it's from what I know, that's all you tell.
Yeah.
All right. Look. The truth is, I was going to the weed spot one day. My partner told me. He said, "Yo, I got this white boy from Canada. He sings Jamaican." I said, "Okay, that's all good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever." He bring him down next week, and we went in the studio and recorded Informer. It's been history ever since. Snow is my brother from another mother and another culture.
Y'all still, you know, y'all still in contact and all that. That's good.
Yep, his number's in my phone the whole night.
Yeah.
He hits me up, texts me, "Brother, what are you doing?" You know what I'm saying? We still cool.
Yeah.
See, time that I ran into Snow was the time when around Cold Chillin' was, you know, giving me flack. I didn't want to do no more records with them. They talking about, oh, you getting dropped, this, that, and the third. All right, fine. Not a problem. So I just went on and did my thing with Snow, and I didn't care about no hip-hop. Who would have wanted to do records with Cold Chillin' and they jerking me anyway? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So that right there, I don't make no money off my hip hop records, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
they have the masters, I think.
Forget them having the masters. Just because it's years and years later, don't mean my contract didn't stand still. it don't say in the contract that years later we get to keep all the money. My split is still my split.
Yeah.
I've been having albums coming out on iTunes since 2007 that Fly Ty, Mr. Cold Chillin' been putting out. As recently as 2012, March, there's a new album out called OG MC Shan that just came out. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't getting no bread off that or nothing. So I like telling people about that because, you know, yo, come on. You jerking me. I'm gonna drag you under the bus and make sure people know you just suffer. Like, how you going to be my manager, supposed to be calling yourself looking out for me when at the same time you using that hand as my record company to rob me as the manager? You know, come on.
What about the other artists? You still in contact with them? Like the
I'm
Molly
still in
Mall.
Contact
Nothing
with everybody, excluding Molly Mall. I mean, I got his number in my phone, and every now and then I get a text from him asking me to do something on something.
Yeah.
But as far as everybody else, I'd be in contact with them on a regular basis. And my phone will ring to be Kane or Biz or Cool V or Shantae.
Yeah,
you know, I'm always hitting them up on Facebook or Twitter or something.
Yeah, Good shit. Well, look, before we let you go, all our guests, we ask them the same question. Is your top three MCs of all time, your top three hip-hop groups of all time, and your top three hip-hop producers of all time?
Well, Dre was one of my top hip-hop producers, Molly, in certain instances. What's the other third one? The third one, Al, used to love his stuff. Who else used to have the bangers? Havoc, we having bangers. Three artists. Run. People slept on Run. You think about Run back in them days, the rhymes that Run used to say.
Yeah, he was nice.
Sleeping on Run. Don't sleep on that brother. Eminem. His style was a little different. Eminem came in the game. People are still trying to imitate his style, and they can't. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you do sounding like that, you're just going to sound like him. He got his own stamp. I like that own stamp thing. Another one of my favorites, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
All right, and I like Jay because he said me a couple of times, and, you know, he didn't said things about me in his records. He didn't jack my hook. You ain't nobody until Jay jack your stuff. You know what I mean? And now the next three was the group thing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, let me see. I didn't really pay attention to them. On the real, I mean, there was groups that was, what you call it, but I was more competitive, so I didn't pay attention to no groups, because that was like, whatever. And usually the group, maybe doing some dance step bull crap or whatever. You know what I mean? I was a hardcore rapper, so I didn't really pay attention to the groups. Although Juice Crew was a group, we was all individuals, so that's what it was.
You didn't like any hip-hop groups at all? You didn't like the Lost Boys?
The Lost Boys, the Lost Boys. I liked them, and what other group? What other group? See, it's taking me so long to think of it. Dos Effects.
There
was the, what you call it, Houdini.
Houdini, no doubt. So see, you do like groups.
Yeah, I could go. Look, yeah, I did, but I could even keep going on. But y'all want three.
Yeah.
That's our limit.
I'm saying, but y'all want three.
Yeah. Nah, but the classic, you said that the groups be doing the dance steps, though. That's classic. Five Harpy.
Look, I'll tell you what, it's like this. It was a different class to me. It was like Dana Dane, Kwame, these are my people, love them to death. But Dana Dane, they did different kind of music. I was more on some gritty, grimy, you know what I'm saying? And Dana and them, they had some happy kind of music. So I would say I was in a different kind of class than them. I would never look at them like they're a threat, you know what I'm saying? Because they did something different, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anybody that was on some hardcore doing what I do, oh, yeah, I had my eye on you, definitely, waiting for you to slip up.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody wanted to bother with Sharon. I made that joint about LL. He ain't never respond at all.
Because
I did a show with him.
Like, I'm not messing with
him. And the other night, I was at a party with Cut Creator. He mentioned it. He's like, Shannon's telling y'all that bullcrap story of how he killed us in Syracuse. Yes, I was. The only time, look, the only time me and LL ever had a show together, I crushed him so bad he didn't get on stage. My creator said the other night it was because of some other technical problem. You're right. I killed y'all that night. But see, that's not throwing no dirt on L, because L is a great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
L is great at, you know, at his craft. And I love the fact that he moved up and did other things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, it is what it is.
Yes, it is. Yo, Shad, man, yo, thank you, bro. It was an honor. Thank you.
Yeah,
for calling
in.
It's
been a pleasure.
Word up.
My pleasure.
Word up. We appreciate you, and we going y'all make sure y'all check it out. It's called Let's Take Hip Hop Back. It's on
iTunes.
Let's
bring hip hop
back. Let's bring hip hop back. It's on iTunes right now.
You type in Let's Take Hip Hop Back, you ain't gonna get what I'm pushing. I'm pushing
right.
The dope. You're gonna get something else. You gotta go to the dope. You want the real thing.
That's right. So backspace, no Let's Take Hip Hop Back. Let's bring hip hop back.
Right, let's bring hip hop back.
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes
right now.
Right, but before you go to iTunes, go check out the visual of it, because sometimes it's like when you see a video to a song, it makes the listening a lot better. Although you don't have to listen to watch no video to know I'm spitting that fire, but just look at my face in the video, you can tell I'm serious with what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
And you're also on Twitter, right?
Huh?
Yeah, you're also on Twitter at
MC_Shan. Yep. And Facebook is MC Shan Music, because my other page is full. They won't let me have no more.
Well, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. That's dope.
All right.
You already know. So, Shan, good looking now, brother. Appreciate it.
Money counts. doubt about it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the whores wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV or in your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heist and walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charms, I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back the cat that's weak. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Done, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you're gonna be older. Way longer than you're gonna be younger.
Eat life, money counts better. Eat life, money counts.
Check the posture, smoke out the mouth, air out the nostrils, think of death, the light seems scary, I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry, I ain't chilling, till I'm out parachute, race my man and my own time for about 10 diamonds, 25,000 apiece, fuck streets, trying to own the island, forget about wilding, try riding, in the car that be gliding, if I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding, sling dick, the chicks that don't speak English, wake up in Trinidad, like fucking a rich, come back. Private jet, live on set. If you can shit, go, I can spit to get.
Whenever we drop this, monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lock is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said, my money spent, but it's in the vent. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
He's alive.
Yeah.
Motorola biz and walk the streets up and wild like I'm a kid. If I ain't strapped, that means I took them off my Nike's.
get off mine. Y'all talk shit like little children. Wanna ride mine like bitches when I walk up in the building. Cause I catch tans in the winter with wild horse, jet skiing. While you keep warm in corner stores, I make it hot, flooding your block the best way. Professionally, no find poison in your x-ray. As I get roasted, looking at Biggie posted on my wall. Take a shot to Louis to a fall. Nothing to lose, just load the clip up in the groove and kick rhymes to the poster. So I swear, big move. My team, you would think was on Thorzine. How we floss, and don't give a fuck with
yo, press the bus pipe, it's time to apply it now. Pick out a quiet town and tie it down. Make, lock it down. Y'all know where to buy it now. Beanie Mac, I supply it now. My squad roll deep in foreign cars with two seats. Couple of fives or six, a few deep. Bag enough coke to last a few weeks. Chasing, wanna test, best in a few heat. You really wanna test my name and test my game until you have me. Test my aim. Y'all is nuts, like Tesla gold. Hit you up in your apartment building, best of you. Breath is best for you to keep on walking. Heat from the locking, keep on sparking. Platinum, Prezi, Bezzy, stay sparkling. Cop off the lot, never see me at the auction. Pine up a Cardi Dawkins when it's hawking. Out on the strip until I reach the margin. Not trying to meet the sergeant at the precinct. Eating cheese sandwiches down for the weekend. Locked up with dirty white boys and reeking.
Now if I kill you, I probably do 10 in the box. Come down on the pill. Then I'm killing your pops. You feeling the locks? Good, why you grilling the locks? If this rap don't work, still in the spot. You bring it to me, I gotta lose your family. Gangsters don't die, they get chubby and move to Miami. It's deep now, dog, but it gets deeper. If the weather's nice and the price is much cheaper, I put it on tape, you gon' buy it. I put it in the bag, you gon' try it. Y'all niggas can't deny it. A lot of cats still trying to study my last bounce. Tell you what, get a beat tape in a half ounce. They got me where I can't be without my large gap. Teflon long sleeve and my hard hat. No matter if I'm opening up or headline, doing the speed limit or pushing red line. 6 months in the county or fed time, I'ma be the kid until it's bedtime. Anything I'm on is a classic. Any nigga ever had beef with, son is a bitch. Anytime I spit acid. LOX, Rough Rider, you heard? We got the game mastered.
I told you the pain was coming, you wouldn't listen. You try to play me like a joke, now who got the last laugh? Now take these bullets with you to hell.
Your motherfucker's sick, don't think sausage. So many niggas on my nuts, thought I lost my picture me falling off. I'm camera shy, hammers fly, might miss you, but your man to die. What's the difference? Either way, I'm shunning your crew. I fuck when y'all coming to lose. Something to prove, spit it, we can have a spray off. I lay off whack and kill them on my day off. Ain't nothing for me to bust a tray off. Murder the whole month of April just to take May off. Run with more Germans than Adolf. You like crews, now I concentrate on your camp. Like flow hot like a heat wave. With fatter than them shit they beat slaves with. I'm a meal sack and who pull quick. Still packing, for you feel jacked on that bullshit. I don't give a fuck who you are, so who you are. I don't care about a pretty watch y'all car. I don't care about your block and whoever you shot. I don't care about your album and whenever it drops. I don't care about your past, if I did I would've asked. I'm too busy lighting bro with a whole lot of hats. As far as this rap, I'm 10 steps ahead of shooting backwards. Just for practice, ride or die, hopping in your casket, bout to go to hell with you, blow the L with you, tell the whole world I'm spitting, let them know the shell hit you. I tell niggas quick, suck, and get a Glock. My name ring bells like Sunday at 12 o'clock. I'm 7:30, bus 6:10, 11. You know me, slide my man, my joints, they below me. I rough ride and pop a fella for Rockefeller, screaming, what the f, spending mozzarella.
I know pop, you can't stand it, Susie, cock them hammers. Running your crib, no prisoners, pop your grandma. Locked in the slammer, nope, popped up in Atlanta. Cracked up in the dropper, popped up the antenna. Whoa, watch your manners when my veins pop like cannons. Like raindrops, you hear the thunder when I cock the cannon. Big things, big chains, ain't shit chains. Get brain in the 4.6 range. Man, switch lanes, every time I hit switch lanes. Slip big cane, flow with no cut. You take it in vain to the brain. Motherfuckers is nodding and throwing up. You know that, you don't wanna owe that man. He'll hit you, get the picture, Kodak man. Got a love for war, I don't floss no more. I just sit on my money till I'm above the law. How the f*** you gonna stop us with your measly asses? We don't stop at the toes, we got easy passes. Multiple cars and divas with D-classes. Iceberg sweat with IB on the Alaska.
Yeah.
This is for all my folks! Woo! Alright, give me one more time on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. This is for all my folks!
Are you ever made the album, bro?
Yes, sir!
Yeah.
pushing that backwards, light up in any hood. Yep, I'm that hood, my brother, love me some Cali Kush. Never thought that little pushing that baggy would have me hooked. I'm a pothead, everyone look and point your fingers at the bad guy with the cotton mouth and glass eyes. Fuck it, I'm that high, I'm blowing smoke clouds, got my head in the clouds. Fuck it, I'm that fly. Doc, what's up, nigga?
Yo, you know how I bust, find me drunk, fucked up at the cannabis cup. For those who don't smoke, get the middle finger up. You smoke more than us, nigga, it's beginner's luck. My truck ride with 5-0 eyes on it. It's like the blunt when you ain't got 5 on it. I challenge any opponent who wanna smoke. We can puff till our voice get lower than tone low. Like, yeah. Yo, ain't nobody smoking more than me up in here.
Fuck this shit, you'll get high off this here because
this is full
of
smoke.
I'm like, yeah. Ain't nobody smoking more than meth up in here.
Yo, fuck this bitch, you'll get high off this here because
this is full of smoke.
I'm at the beginning of any movie, wanna see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something, my hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like a hustling, pretty sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell Robocop Robo-tussing, a funny discussion. I'll switch it if I want to, hit him with a combo, show him about the 1-2. I might as well you cut like an undo. I'm the editor, predator, putting regulations on the regular, etc., etc. My pleasure, I mean high terrier, inferior. I'm sicker than malaria. I'll give you what you need like a carrier.
Perhaps y'all ain't hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up. Six Man Radio approved. My nigga Mr. O. Get it.
Up when it comes, I'm at the beginning of any movie, wanna see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something, my hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like a hustling, pretty sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell Robocop Robo tussling.
Wait, hold on, cause y'all be thinking I be playing sometimes. I told y'all this nigga get busy, right? I told y'all, right? The nigga said he sell Robocop Robo-tussin. Let's get it.
Up when it comes, I'm at the beginning of any movie, wanna see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something, my hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like a hustling, pretty sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell Robocop Robo-tussin, a funny discussion. I'll switch it if I want to, hit him with a combo, show him about the 1-2. I might as well you cut like an undo. I'm the editor, predator, putting regulations on the regular, etc., etc. My pleasure, I mean high terrier. Inferiors, I'm sicker than malaria. I'll give you what you need like a carrier.
Yep, and just cause it's Saturday.
Up when it comes, I'm at the beginning of any movie, wanna see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something, my hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like a hustling, pretty sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell Robocop Robo-tussing, a funny discussion. I'll switch it if I want to, hit him with a combo, show him about the 1-2. I might as well you cut like an undo. I'm the editor, predator, putting regulations on the regular, etc., etc. My pleasure, I mean high terrier. Inferiors, I'm sicker than malaria. I'll give you what you need like a carrier. Never mind your spot. Chewing hands off every rhyme I drop.
Piece of shit.
I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Piece of shit.
I'm never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again. Look, your ball game was still standing in mundane. Now y'all came with rough flames with duck chains. The fuck came with the talk off with the fuck brains. They're untaming me, leaving me unchained. One change, I pack light for the fun games. With sun rays, I point heat like sun rays. Them fun days, yeah, they got the fuck on. Now I go everywhere with a buck on. Wear it like a stuck on, prevail like a Viet. Now I'm get your duck on, tell the bitch looky. Hair get your suck on, I might not come home unless I got some luck on. What's wrong? I might be a little high, a little coffee, and a little pie. Point that'll top me like a little eye. I guess I'm hitting high for you little guys. Never mind your spot. Put your hands off every rhyme I drop.
Piece of shit.
I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Piece of shit.
I never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. And, yo, season two, what we doing now, we doing something new, man. We doing something new. We going to spotlight up-and-coming artists, you know, and it's called the Keep Your Eyes Open segment. And
right.
All these people that we going to bring to y'all are Six Man Radio approved. And, you know, if we approve it, it's crack. Our very first person is a very good dude, man. He repping that 518 upstate New York. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to meet and get to know, become familiar with, and support my nigga Mr. O, a.k.a. Mr. Official. What up, nigga?
Nice.
How you doing, boss? What's good?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Thanks for calling, bro.
You already know.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. I've been digging. I'm digging your music, fam. You know, a coworker put me on to you, and you know, I respect her ear. She told me, she said, "Yo, see, it's these niggas, man. It's these niggas out here. These niggas, they just get busy. They get busy." I was like, "They get busy?" She said, "They get busy." So you know, she was like, "Yo, the main one." She said, "Yo, Mr. O, I told Mr. O he could be the next biggie. I tell him all the time. I said, whoa. Now, I know, because Shuddy from Brooklyn, too. So I'm like, yo, you being from the borough, I'm from the borough, you know that's real big shoes to fill, man. She said,
that's
nah, I'm telling
words,
you.
Real words.
She said, I'm telling you, Seed, I'm telling you. And then I heard you, and fam, you lived up to your name, man. You definitely lived up to your name. How long you been doing it?
Man, I've been rapping since high school, like 01, like just getting in cyphers, you know what I mean? Same old nonsense. That's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, getting off the bus, somebody want battle, just gotta jump right in, you know what I mean?
so that's basically where you was the battle rapper first.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's definitely where it started.
Yeah. So because you know, it could just be, you know, you was a writer, you was just doing that, making joints, or the battle thing, you know. So it was the banging on the lunch tables, and niggas
yep.
was all getting it in.
Right. Disrespectful during lunchtime, just crazy.
Yeah, man, yeah. So what actually made you want to take it serious, though? Like, you know, because when you start in, it's like, okay, it's a hobby, it's something that you're doing, you know. The chicks dig it, you know, because back in the days, you know what I'm saying, the cypher, the chicks is walking by like, oh, he rhyming, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when did you decide, like, yo, you know what, I want to really try to go hard with this and really do something with it, I'm talented.
It was like 2004, I met up with this girl. Now, she's influential in my career, her name's Violation, she from out here, and she listened to me and my little mans, and ever since then, we just been going hard. She told us that we had it. We got the talent. So she started backing us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So after that, it just pretty much took off.
Tell them exactly where you from, though.
I am from Schenectady, New York.
That is right.
518.
Get to know
yes,
them.
Sir.
Get to know them. You know. Now, that's dope. So what? She was like a manager? She was your manager? Or
nah, she spit too. And her older brother is kind of influential out here. So, you know what I mean? She was trying to start her own little wave, and we got connected with her, and she pretty much schooled me to the game.
Yeah.
Like, don't just take any old deal. Like, don't just jump at everything, you know what I mean? Be conservative. Be smart about your business. Like,
yeah.
So she taught me about the business side and how to be on the microphone, you know what I'm saying? I give a lot of shout-outs to her.
Yeah, no doubt. Get them, man.
Well, your first mixtape is called Hello, His Era, Long Live Official. So
yes.
What made you do that title? I mean, I understand what it's saying, like, this is your time and long live official, but what made you call it that?
Well, it was just, I wanted to introduce myself to people, and I wanted to be different with it. So I just, me and my mans, we sat around for a good 2 weeks trying to figure out what could fit in there, you know what I'm saying? Sound good, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I just wanted to introduce people to me, and that's how I, like, open some of my songs, you know what I mean? Like, hello, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
because a lot of people don't know. I've been rapping for a long time. A lot of people don't know, so
Yeah, man. Well, what's a long time, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, in years, in dog years.
12 years? That's a while. That's a while.
Yeah, shit, they didn't matter.
12 years is like the dent. That 12 years is when you really start to see all of your work start coming into fruition. Like,
yeah.
I would say, what you think, Seed? Like, I would always say the decade, but...
Look, man, yo, I've been rapping over 20 years, man. I still got to go to work, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Shout to them, man.
I feel you. I feel
you. You know what I'm saying? Shout to them, man. You know what I mean? But, yo, so how do you feel about how the game is now? Because you strike me as somebody who gets it, who understands it, understands the chemicals that you're supposed to put into the beaker and create, you know, actual organic hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, you know everything from the beat selection to the cadences. Yo, y'all really gotta check Mr. O out, man, because
he's
busy, yo. You know what I'm saying? So, how do you feel about how it is now? I know you gotta have some sort of disappointment, you know, because as a real MC, you know, even not even for your own success, but just for hip hop and the direction it's going. Because if you was to say, yo, I ain't rapping no more just because I don't feel like rapping, you still might feel some type of way about how it's going. You know what I mean? Are you satisfied with the game? Are you okay with it? Like,
my personal feelings is I don't really like what's going on, to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be blunt with you and all that. It's just to me that a lot of real MCs are getting looked over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the long, as far as longevity goes with certain artists, I'm not really seeing it.
Yeah.
Like it's a hot summer artist. That's what it is every year now. I guess. I mean,
yeah.
I pay attention to the underground scene, and like to me, like my favorite rapper is Jadakiss, and he don't get to me half the respect or recognition that
he
deserves.
He sure doesn't. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
but you know what? Not to cut you off, though. Oh, I had this conversation today too about Jada. Matter of fact, with Shorty, you know, the Jada. I like Jada a lot. Matter of fact, I love Jada.
Yeah.
My problem with Jada though is it just seems like it's one like a 1 billion bar verse, and he just cut 16. Out of the because to me he's one of the coldest, but it don't really seem like he switched it up or stepped outside of the box too tough,
right.
or really creatively as an artist. I don't really see too much growth. I see the same Jada when Big was alive, which was crazy, so it brings back that memory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the feeling, and niggas can't fuck with that man bar for bar on the punchline shit and this, that, and the third. Yeah, he got that shit in the smash, but at this point, after all these years, I don't really see no growth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I could definitely understand where you're coming from. I feel like it's got to do a lot with like backing and who's gonna promote what. Like a lot of these people with the money who are pushing these artists forth, they're choosing these artists themselves, and that's what they like, and that's what they're gonna back. Like.
Right.
You still got P. Diddy out here paying people for verses instead of putting that person on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he's buying verses from somebody instead of making that somebody or somebody. That's just how I feel about the game. Like, and
like,
it's very trendy now. Back in the day, you used to have to have talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If 2 Chainz is rapping a certain way, then the next 10 rappers are gonna rap like him.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because you see it all day. You see it all day on Twitter. Like they put the hashtag rap like 2 Chainz, tweet like 2 Chainz. And then you'll just see, and I ain't going to front, a lot of them be mad funny that I be seeing it too.
Yeah.
I be seeing mad funny shit, but, you know. And 2 Chainz ain't actually whack. He's not whack.
No, I don't think he's whack by any means. I'm just trying to give an example of where the game's going. Like, people, it be Fab Flow for one summer, and everybody going to do what Fab just did. If he puts out a mixtape, everybody's mixtape going to sound like that. That's just how I feel.
And then, like, with 2 Chainz, I mean, he was Titty Boy, so
yeah,
he changed
his branding. He reinvented himself to get where he is now.
To get exactly. So that to me, that's, I mean, he's obviously that succeeded for him, but I, as a person that's an old school, well, I hate that old school saying too, who knows rap, who knows hip hop and what it is, that shit would have been dismissed and kicked out the door back in the day. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Now you 2 Chainz, word? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. You know, so.
We need to bring it back to KRS-One. Throwing niggas off the stage, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like. Yo, 2013, right, 2013, we bringing it back, yo. We snatching niggas off the stage.
Ain't enough New York in the game right now, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Definitely not enough New York. It's a lot of Philly and down south. Man.
Yeah, but you know what that is. That's because New York niggas don't support. Everybody do what
exactly.
You do. Everybody got an artist. Everybody got a, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're not really trying to show love. Like, New York is the hardest place to perform. When I was touring with them, when I was touring with Mims, this nigga had the number one record in the world, the whole planet.
In New York.
You understand? Which was, this is why I'm high. Yo, I seen people pass out. I seen people act like in airports, and I'm tripping like, damn, y'all really passing out over my nigga? Like, whoa, I'm talking about other places like Sweden, any type of airports or whatever. But New York, where we were both born and raised, they're standing there with their arms crossed just looking. They're not even bobbing their heads. And the funny thing is, they could be feeling it, but they're still going to stand there because they're too cool for school. Shout out to Moni Love.
it's crazy. Me and my man having that conversation. Months ago about the no love situation in New York, man.
Right. Yeah. Did y'all hear what Lil Wayne said about New York, how he hate New York, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I could kind of understand, like, I was like, I don't know, I know that should have happened at the Hot 97 joint, but when he said it, I was like, I can understand that shit, because New York is the only place that behaves that way. Only place. You pouring your heart out, and they're like, I'm not impressed. Throw fire out your fucking mouth before I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You know what
something
I mean?
Something like that.
Unless
you hold.
It was like, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, because that's how tough it is.
Yeah. But if you ain't hold, you can hang it up.
Yeah,
you
pretty
can
much.
Hang it up if you ain't hold. Word up.
Now,
the hold is the only nigga that will sell, yo. The whole Brooklyn will be anywhere. Like, the shows that he got going on this month.
Yeah.
Like, yo. Next month, like, Jesus Christ, like, come on, man. If you really think the whole borough of Brooklyn ain't going to be in it, but they'll come out to support, but let somebody like Mims or, you know what I'm saying, Stas P, or, you know what I'm saying, like,
they're doing
will come out.
Yeah.
Homeboy, Fred the Godson mixtape came out a couple of days ago. I ain't even hearing nobody talk about it. I got it. I downloaded it. You know what I'm saying?
He's crazy.
He from, crazy. It's crazy already. I only listened to it, like, once. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
That's under the radar. Slaughterhouse, under the radar. Like, they just, both of them just dropped. Styles is dropping tonight.
How's the Slaughterhouse joint? Because I heard it ain't that good, y'all.
I enjoyed that, too. But it goes back to what you're trying to listen to. I'm trying to listen to lyricists, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but now that's people that, you know, I'm going to go from the opinions of the people that, you know, that I respect. Like, people that I respect were saying, they was like, yo, man, I don't know. Maybe they expected more from it. I don't know. I need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear it and to make the assessment. But yo, man, we ask all our guests the same question, you know, before we let you go and get into them joints.
Okay.
We got to ask you these questions.
All right.
Top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and top three producers all time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, so. Top three MCs in my mind, it goes to Biggie, Jay-Z, and Tupac.
That's a safe list.
Yeah, that's my number one group, D-Block, Lox.
Nice.
All day, like, D-Block, Lox. Geez, as far as groups go, I don't really got that many, like, in my era, so I'm going to have to go Slaughterhouse. And I don't even know who else. Let me think. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw D12 up there. Just because I was copying their albums in high school, you know.
Yeah. All right. And producers, top three producers.
Dre, Swiss, and I got a special thing for my boy, Just Blaze, I wish you would come back.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. She said, "Aw, Dito."
Serious.
Word up. Yo, oh, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you for calling. You already
Thank
know,
you,
man.
Dude.
Yo, you got a home here at all times, man. Adult Contemporary Hip Hop, man. Six Man Radio. We
and tell
we
them where
digging
they can
your
find
shit,
you.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Tell them where they can find your music.
It. I got you all day. Six Man Radio.
Yeah, man. You heard Nate? She was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, tell them where you can find your music, your mixtape, and everything. And,
oh, you can find my mixtape. My first mixtape is on natpimp.com. It's Hello.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ever Long Live Official.
That's right.
Mr. Official. Right on natpimp.com. And YouTube. Look me up. My channel is Mr. Official. That's MISTA. Official 518, one word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, is this your video, I Ride?
Hmm?
There's a video with this MC called Mr. Official. It's called I Ride. Was that you?
No, that's not me.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry about that. Somebody's
okay.
ripping you
okay.
off. Get off of it, you
yeah, non-original yeah. Somebody,
bastard.
Somebody ripping me off, exactly. I've
He's
been
not.
Old for 10 years. Yeah.
That's not, yo, that's not official.
That's
this
not
is
official at
man.
All.
This is official, man. Get it right. Be clear, man. Yo, Mr. O, appreciate you all the time, man. We're going to get into these joints. And matter of fact, you know what? We're going to blast you off all month. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let everybody know, get them familiar with Mr. O. Six Man Radio approved, co-sign, lock, stock, and barrel. You already know, bro.
Good yeah. looks, bro. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you for calling, man. God bless.
It's no problem. You too, G's. Y'all take care.
For sure.
All right.
Peace.
Get a window seat next to me. I just wanna.
That's right.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love and you love and you love.
I love
and
it.
You love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful evening, yo. That was my nigga, man. That was Mr.
Yeah,
O.
Yeah, Mr. O.
Word up. That was Mr.
Real
O.
Real dope artist.
Word up. Shout out to you, team, man. Word up. The whole 518, Schenectady, Albany, Troy, Capital District area. Salute to them. You already know, man. Be on the lookout for Mr. O and the U team, yo. For real. Six Man approved. We going to get y'all a little more familiar with them. Over the course of the next couple weeks, y'all gonna see,
mm-hmm.
y'all gonna see it here, and then y'all can run and y'all can go get it yourself, and then go tell a friend, right?
That's right. That's our new Keep Your Eye Open segment.
Keep your
we're
eyes
gonna
open.
Introduce you Word to new hot
yeah.
artist.
And if y'all interested in being on the Keep Your Eyes Open segment, you can hit me up at @NicholasCage_, or you can hit Nadine up at @Sugar9. And,
Train.
You know, inquire. You know what I'm saying? Inquire. Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Definitely.
Yeah, Mental Nate. It was another crazy show, another beautiful show.
Yeah, man. You know? Yeah, man. Killing
man.
It.
Shout out to MC Shan. Thank you for calling in, you know. Always a pleasure, it's, you know.
He went in today.
He did.
He definitely did.
Yeah. Definitely did.
What we got coming
you
up
know.
Next week for him, though?
Next week, we got... From one of the greatest hip hop groups of all time, we got rapper / superstar actor Fred Rowe Starr
yes,
on the show
indeed.
from Onyx. It's crazy. He gonna be in the building next week. You know, yeah, man.
Don't
we got
dope.
A lot going on, so y'all might want to check that out. You know, that's it. You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
It. That's
Yeah.
Another beautiful, yo, man, it feels good. It always feels good to play good music to people.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, man. So I guess on that note, we're going to get up out of here with some more music.
Right.
We all black asses. You know
and definitely tune into all the shows this week coming up on Six Man Radio, starting Tuesday night and all the way up till really, but not really this Sunday. This is Sunday, Bodega Fresh. Come on, first Sundays and third. You know, so you know we're gonna have Poetic Design, Tell All Radio, Woodshop, MCMI Report, another episode of Six Man Radio with Fredro Starr. That's gonna be exciting. Can't wait to see what he got to say. You know, and then Bodega Fresh, first Sundays, so which is gonna be Labor Day weekend already. See?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. You know, I know the parade is, man, look. If you're in Brooklyn or if you get a chance to be by Brooklyn, you make sure you take your black monkey ass over there and over by Eastern Parkway.
That's right. And wave your flag.
Word up. You make sure you go do that, man. That's definitely an experience you want to experience. All right, man. Yo, let's get up out of here. Matter of fact, I'm going to that Mr. O joint again, man, because it just feels so crazy.
Yeah, it's fire.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga was wilding. That nigga said he give RoboCop Robotuff. Yo, why didn't I say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, Nate, man, I got to step my pen up.
Yeah, I let you know.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, thanks for listening, y'all. You know, make sure y'all check us out next week. We here every week, 7:30 to 9:30.
That's
right. In the place to be. Next week, Fredro Starr from Onyx, man. You're going to want to listen to this. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. All right, so we out of here. Let's get it.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Up when it comes from the beginning of any movie you want to see me, you can give it up. Like a short person handing me something, my hands are disgusting and built for the tussling. You have a few bumps like you're hustling, but it's sweet with the cake like a muffin. Yeah, I can make something nothing. I sell RoboCop Robotussin, a funny discussion. I'll switch it if I want to, hit him with a combo, show him about the 1-2. I might as well cut like an undo. I'm the editor, predator, putting regulations on the regular, etc., etc. My pleasure, I mean high terrier. Inferiors, I'm sicker than malaria. I'll give you what you need like a carrier.
Piece of shit.
Never mind your spot. Chewing hands off every rhyme I drop.
Piece of shit.
I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Piece of shit.
I'm never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again. Look, your ball game was still standing in mundane. Now a child came with rough flames with duck chains. The fuck came with a talk off with your fuck brains. They're untaming me, leaving me unchained. One change, I pack light for the fun games. With sun rays, I point heat like sun rays. Some fun days, yeah, they got the fuck on. Now I go everywhere with a buck on. Wear it like a stuck on, prevail like a Viet. Now I'm get your duck on, tell the bitch looky. Hair get your suck on, I might not come home unless I got some luck on. What's wrong? I might be a little high, a little coffee, and a little pie. Point that'll top me like a little eye. I guess I'm getting high for you little guys.
Piece of shit.
Never mind your spot. Chewing hands off every rhyme I drop.
Piece of shit.
I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes me again.
Piece of shit.
I never playing the game. I have everybody saying the name.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I know that I'm the man, so hold it while you can. Here I goes.
Watch that correct. Now you all in debt. I got that head shit that make you break your neck. Now you all in debt. And you know we come to direct the discotheque. I got you all in debt. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. I got you all in debt. Bust the rhymes up in the blazer. True indeed. Yes, I got the record, that's word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like Junior Reed. Wake up every morning, yo, I must succeed. Nationwide, your cause make the world stampede. Yo, Willie, make we roll some weed. Mad charge, nigga, now I must proceed. Yo, we about to make whoop, set the speed. Beast who made me fight, you tip, at least I need. Rock me, knock you out like Apollo Creed. Body blows.
dynamic flows and technique. Need more information, homeboy, than just read. Hey, you can't read all about the pure breed. Do the noble, that's my duty, that my feet. When I step up in the place, then you watch that correct. For all the tech, I got that head nod shit that make you break your neck. Down to molecules. Yo, let me hit you with my ill street blues. Bust the rhymes, always in lines of street news. Hey, baby girl, don't be confused. Step by step and see and enjoy my boat cruise. I know you really wanna know who's coming through, leaving blood stained and residues. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow's down used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Whenever I travel the world, I land cruise. If you choose to fuck around, you get bruised. Now I got you gas on super unleaded fuel.
Another dollar, it's about getting money. Then you can give me a holler, my nose running. I've been out in the cold, hustle for so long, my hands numb. I bet I feel that paper hit my palm.
It's like, oh shit, it's on. Time to go shopping for cars, not fashion. I went to the bar, my clothes be the same shit that we had on. Fuck, look at you, say that for the bros.
It's the AJBO, seat dump and reload. Knock, knock, answer that, I'm clapping through the peephole. Body charges pay, lawyer, so we do those. Get locked, yeah. In them slutting ladies,
and we the only niggas you know that fuck they POs. They put our files at the top, you still on parole. We got money to roll, no time for penitentiaries. Too much dollars to fold, disposing out our jeans.
But losing ain't an option, girl. My destination is top of the world, top of the world. My destination is top of the world, top of the world.
Y'all like bitches, the chit chattering. They not liking the nigga for giving that to them. Have don't change with no chicks, and they adapt to them. Never get cool with you niggas, I end up flapping them.
Federal, no fetish. You fuck with my niggas, Franklin and Grant. Get your ass slammed with the quickness. Y'all niggas finished. You're overdosing the world with that cute shit. It's time for this realness.
And here I go again, letting the Mac blow. Slugs bubble up and you're coming like lactose. I'm a dick shorty, put it up in the backbone for real. Put it on it like a check,
you know
I rapped on for
we
real.
We outlive labels and distributors. We run laps around A, artists on your payroll. Then hop up in the railroad. Jet black with the black rims. Killing your bitch in a A-hole, uh-oh.
But losing ain't an option, girl. My destination is top of the world, top of the world.
Here I go,
but losing ain't an option, girl. My destination is top of the world, top of the world.
Real story. Like, I was playing this record for a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? We was just chilling. I was just playing her the album, and, like, she was like, yo, I love the record. Record is incredible. But, you know, something's different. You know what I'm saying? Something, it just ain't the same. I said, nigga, that's the point.
Mama, my mama told me that this music was cool. All she ever wanted from me was to graduate from school. But I had other plans, so I been school of do. I called Food Line, had to tell them I was through. No more stocking peas and corn. I was born for a much greater purpose. Do you this service? Margie got nervous, but Thomas don't sweat. 8 years, I ain't been back yet. Lack of time on your...
Real story. Like, I was playing this record for a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? We was just chilling. I was just playing another album, and, like, she was like, yo, I love the record. Record is incredible. But, you know, something's different. You know what I'm saying? Something, it just ain't the same. I said, nigga, that's the point.
My mama told me that this music was cool. All she ever wanted from me was to graduate from school. But I had other plans, so I been school of do. I called Food Line, had to tell them I was through. No more stocking peas and corn. I was born for a much greater purpose. Do you this service? Margie got nervous, but Thomas don't sweat. 8 years, I ain't been back yet. Lack of time on your TV set. No radio spins. Mama asking the son, what he doing for ends? Spending weeks on the road. Modest ain't for pretend. Unheard to the creme de la creme. Keep bouncing. On beat pouncing. Cat reflexes. Had your attention when I pulled up in Lexus. Big like Texas. G's on the checklist. You ain't gotta ask, Mom. I'm bringing home the breakfast. Gotta respect it.
Mama, I got dreams. But dreams don't keep the light.
I'ma make money, money, and if I can't make it, I'ma take money, money. What you say, buddy, buddy?
Mama, I got dreams, but dreams don't keep the lights on.
Bills paid, bank account insured, top of the world screaming, fuck that, get yours. I still go to the crib and see my niggas on the corner, chilling with the pounds on their waist, getting old, getting round in the face. And when I hang with them, they ask me if a nuts show means I'm ashamed of them. Well, I can't say that I'm proud, but on the same, can't say I'm allowed to judge. I'm just glad to see you. The truth be told, if my records never sold and I wasn't raised as bold, nigga, I would probably be you. I've been God blessed with the gift to make music. It took me all over the continent, but still got boys on the block and fam smoking rock. So please miss me with that conscious shit. I spent many a sleepless night because of it, until I had to shake that shit off and reach the conclusion that every now and then you gotta ask yourself, do you really wanna win or just look good losing? It's no illusion.
I'ma make money, money, and if I can't make it, I'ma take money, money. What you say, buddy, buddy, get?
Mama, I got dreams, but dreams don't keep the lights on.
Bills paid, bank account insured, top of the world screaming, fuck that, get your...
just yes. So twist it back and duck. Chill Chris, that's the stuff. Fill the ass, that's the stuff. Jay Ball, that's the stuff. You know my nigga keep it yes. So twist it back.
Yo,
I got a shitload of story tales up in my sack. So let all the drums and all the noise into back. Twist up a fat one and make my coffee black. The Grim Ripper, the boss is back. My nigga, 15 minutes minus 5 is a dime. The jewel of the night, it ain't a problem. It's time to why my man Dilla do it without even trying. The greatest hip hop producer of all time. Dig it, we back on the job having a good time with it. You gotta love it, we got it. Still trying, get it. The footprint in the on every continent, step off stage, the whole crowd, that's our hostages and our sponsors is my Merrill Lynch, my hands on a long double barrel, that's a clinch high. Tired of being outside, breaking inside. First motherfucker that clicks, he getting clinch fried. Yeah, that's what's up. Frank and Dank, that's what's up. Yo, 3G, that's what's up. You know my people keep the gas, so put the back, what's up. Yeah, done. So twist it back, what's up? Chill Chris, that's the stuff. Fill the ass, that's the stuff. Jay Ball, that's the stuff. You know my nigga keep it, yeah. So twist it back,
yo.
I got a shitload of story tales up in my sack. So let all the drums and all the noise into back. Twist up a fat one and make my coffee black. The Grim Ripper, the boss is back. My nigga 15 minutes minus 5 is a dime. The jewel of the night, it ain't a problem. It's time to why my man Dilla do it without even trying. The greatest hip hop producer of all time. Dig it, we back on the job having a good time with it. You gotta love it, we got it. Still trying, get it. The footprint in the boot on every continent. Step off stage, the whole crowd, that's our hostages and our sponsors is my Merrill Lynch, my hands on a long double barrel, that's a clinch high. Tired of being outside, breaking inside. First motherfucker that clicks, he getting clinch fried. Yeah, that's what's up. Frank and Dank, that's what's up.
Yo,
3G, that's what's up. You know my people keep the gas, so put the back, what's up. Yeah, done.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm trying to tell him.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six men in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big Re in the place.
Go. Three, four, five, six, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me. Tired of these niggas, man. I'm tired of these niggas, man. Let's
love,
get them.
Love.
I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Could've had him took me out. But instead she mushed me out. If he's trapped, he's shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out, blow. Hit him black, back he out. Bow. These niggas ain't even know what stack of bow. Stop it now, mind your B.I. when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out. Ow, ow. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop about. Put your foul and dock now. Pulling by the ear like mama, looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke them out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase the devil cognac and soda. Mad rapper wanted. Niggas attack promoters. Stay in your lane, simple and plain.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
I'm trying to tell him.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I want my brain cells back.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. Six men in the building. I go by the name Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
You already know.
Big Re in the place.
Go. Three, four, five, six, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, man. Yeah, we back, y'all. I brought my nigga XL, the kid, with me.
tired of these niggas, man. I'm tired of these niggas, man. Let's
look,
get them.
Look, I caught the smoke from Boogie Town. Now a nigga Brooklyn band. Ma, good looking now. Coulda had him took me out. But instead she wants me out. If he's trapped, he's shooting down. Back him down, back him out. Send him back to Happy Town. He blacking out, blow. Hit him black, back, he out. Fast. Niggas ain't even know a stack of fast. Stop it now, mind your BI when you clocking in. Or you be clocking out, out, out. Y'all ain't about the shit you pop up now. Put your foul and dock now. Pulling by the ear like mama, looking like they pockets out. Silly rabbit, Easter bunny ass nigga. Hot and colored egg looking ass. Yeah, I'm here, Brooklyn back. Two of them like I'm Noah. Choke them out like a boa. Kush blunt. Then I chase the devil, cognac and soda. Mad rapper wanted. Niggas attack promoters. Stay in your lane.
Man. Radio.